We at Fatanais pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this land we record on today. This land is and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome to another episode of the Fatanais podcast. I'm your host, Demi Lynch, and we're back again talking about the issues, topics, and taboos related to being a fat bitch. On today's episode, we have Aussie porn star Katie Miller, aka Little Miss BBW. Recently, she made history as the first ever Australian BBW, Big Beautiful Woman, to film with an international porn company. She's on the show today to talk about her experience being a plus-size woman in the porn industry, give us some fat sex advice, and of course, talk about the upcoming revamped Sexpo, which is now known as Love X. Now, word of warning, this is a very sexually explicit themed episode, so do be wary of little ears nearby. Anyway, enough of me, on to the episode. I have all the questions, I want all the details, but firstly, just to clarify, do you prefer to be referred to as like a sex worker or porn star? Like, what do you prefer personally?
Personally, at the moment, it's more I'm the first Australian plus size international porn star, so I guess porn star carries more pull than what a sex worker would, but I am both. Don't get me wrong, I started as a swinger and then I was a sex worker and then I ended up being a porn star, so I guess just go with porn star for now. Yeah.
So you said you started as a swinger, how did then swinger like correlate into getting into the porn industry?
I guess it's like, why not? When you're in a swinging scene, you have a voyeur and you have the other terms of an exhibitionist. I was very much an exhibitionist. So I realized how good I was by learning from some of the older men, and I never got any complaints except for, let's try this way. And decided, hey, let's go from swinging and open the door to, I guess, a different possibility, which at first started to be paid for it. And then obviously it started to go, I can do filming while doing this and putting this in this place. And I think the first one was a Mars bar in my woo-ha.
I love it so much. You were just like, if I'm going to get into porn, I'm going to get in hard. I'm going to like really cheat it up.
Really, the reason I started was more for my body confidence. I was in a relationship for a long term. It was coming up to about 6-7 years by that stage. My body confidence had depleted. I have a thyroid disorder, so my weight gain isn't or wasn't anything to do with overeating or anything. Possibly it was more to do with genes and medication.
I have thyroid issues. Too, girl. I get it. Yes.
So it started with that. And then I obviously, when you change so quickly, you feel very uncomfortable. People put you down about your size. I remember at one stage, I actually was looking at Tessa Holliday in America. And even though she was an inspiration at first, I always looked at her when she wore bikinis or things, and I thought, why would you wear that? Like, I remember really being harsh based on what I was looking at. But then when I noticed I got more body confidence standing in front of a camera, oh, wow. Tessa Holliday was an idol.
Yes, she is so an icon.
You don't realize how much your view changes when you're in that same light. And then you become everyone else's inspiration and you still get the criticism that you once gave and you think you really need to work on your confidence.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So I want to know more about the porn industry, particularly for someone that is plus size. When I was younger, I had the perception that you have to be thin to be in the porn industry. Like, everyone has to look the same. But as I got older and I've explored porn myself, like watching some porn, it's actually like, I know people will say, like, you know, different things about porn and like the issues and stuff like that. But it's great that there's literally every single type of body in porn.
I think the biggest part is it, though, that I still don't see enough of is every time I walk into an adult store, you look around and I go straight to the DVD section, especially places like adult X and things like that. You go straight to that section because you know they have their cinemas. You know that it's all there and it's going to be great. And you look at the DVD collections and they seem to have girl on girl and they have abundance amount of porn. But then you look in the plus size section and there's maybe 3 DVDs, if any. I'm putting my hand up to volunteer to publish my own Plump Pass stuff and start handing it out in stores.
Yes. Oh, that would be badass.
Because I believe, like, they don't realize DVDs do fly off the shelf. Magazines used to fly off the shelf all the time. Mm. I believe they need to bring some of that stuff back, especially the DVDs. Mm, there are still people out there that are finding DVDs stuffed under their beds and magazines that. Obviously, pages are a bit sticky.
Yeah.
Like one of my partners, he literally recently just pulled out a box and he's like, this is from my childhood. And there was all these sticky pages and they're all porn mags. And I'm like,
oh, oh bless
him. I was like, do you know how rare they are? And he's like, oh, I don't think we could sell them like this.
Oh, bless him.
It was a bit to the point where I was like, no, they can stay in the box.
Yeah. I don't think people want some crusty magazines. I don't think. Yeah.
Hey, if they were in good nick, they would be worth a fair bit, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Some old Playboys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember what the ones from, like, that there was Playboys. There was, what was the really popular Australia one from like 10 years ago?
Zoomag.
I remember.
Like, I used to sit on the toilet reading them and think, I would love to be one of those girls to like send in photos and get paid money for them.
Oh my God. I remember back in the day, I used to be a big, big fan of like Big Brother. And it used to be like a lot of the female contestants from Big Brother would like end up in Zoo magazine. And I just remember it being like, oh, who's going to be in this time? But yeah, I remember Zoo was massive though back in the day.
I don't even know when they stopped, to be honest.
Yeah. Do they still do them? I'm trying to think. I don't know.
No, I've researched them because I've wanted to get in the Zoom ad. You know, like when you're young, you're like, well, I think the last time I seen a proper new Zoom ad was when I was 19.
Wow.
Which was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So wow. No, I'm not a young spring chicken as such. Some people believe I am older in the community, but I look younger than what I am. But yeah, when I was 19 was probably the last time I actually seen a Zoo mag that was in date. And they just quietly disappeared.
They did. They really did. So many of the magazines now these days. Do you ever think, so as someone that's in the porn industry, like during, you know, the time of iPhones, the time where people can literally, like, you know, Google something and in 2 seconds they have porn and they can have access to it. Do you wish you were around in the porn industry where you are right now when it was all magazines and DVDs were like the only access? Or is it, do you reckon it's kind of better now that, you know, there's OnlyFans and then there's like online platforms? Do you ever like think about like, oh, I wish this was like 10 something years ago? Obviously the age, obviously, yeah, if of age, yeah.
I'm kind of a bit of both, to be honest. Like, social media has got us so much further around like the UK and America. So we've been able to social market ourselves so much quicker and get somewhere, especially myself. I guess that's how, you know, because Australia seems so far behind in the porn industry. And even in the sex industry, we're so far behind. It's not funny. If I had the choice, I like the old, but I like the new. It would be really hard though, because back then the only bigger companies could afford the magazines.
Yeah.
So ideally speaking, you'd know who was hot and who was not, technically speaking. But yeah, I don't know where I'd sit. I'd like to be right in the middle
Yeah.
where social media is just taken off and a thing for all the rich men and all the rich women. And then you've got the platform where you still have the magazines and you still have like all the DVDs going. I think I'd sit right in that middle part before they all went. Yeah.
So I'm really curious because I don't know a lot about, to be honest, about porn movies in comparison to, like say the quick clips, see on like Pornhub or OnlyFans and stuff like that. What made you like gravitate more to then doing more movies and films compared to, because obviously you still do like, the small clips as well, like on OnlyFans and stuff like that. But yeah, what made you so passionate about wanting to do like porn films?
About 6 years ago, when I started filming, it was only pretty much to build the confidence. And then I don't know, I just started to get more likes and more likes before our Twitters get shut down and things like that. I had about a 20K following with just small films. I actually did what a lot of girls don't like to do and built my backing based on not charging anyone for anything. So I built my fan base based on not charging and giving away free content and lots of it. In 1 year, I think I produced over more than 150 short films for anything and just put them all on Twitter and went for it. Thank you, COVID. Had the time to do all that. And then I think the one goal I always wanted, like I had one major dream from like birth. Everyone believes, obviously, I'm a very star sign person. So I'm an Aquarius. We always have the dream of we're going to change something in history. It's got to be something we have to change or contribute to a change that's for a greater purpose, a greater good. Mine was I wanted to change something in history that, hasn't been done but can improve. And I didn't know what it was. And then obviously the other one was I wanted to chase an AVN award. I wanted to stand on that platform and show why I believe I should be on it.
For listeners that don't know, did you want to tell them what an AVN award was?
AVN award to me, it's like the biggest industry, adult industry award in the world. You've got X bids and things like that, which are great. They're more your online content, I've noticed. And their awards are just as great. Like X bids is more the UK, things like that. But an AVN award is for America and it's for anyone that gets higher up there. And you can literally stand on that platform exactly like, I guess we could say, Charlie Ford just recently was nominated this year for the same thing as she was last year, and she's moved over there. She's now Australian. And then I was only talking about one. Oh, Angela White. Ha. So Angela White is the most famous porn star of Australia because she's won about three of them, three consecutive years running. So the same thing is, I would like that spot on the podium for plus size women. So I like to call myself a mini Angela White, but plus size. So with that dream said, I set out and thought the only way I'm going to be able to do this and be recognized for an AVN award is to either one, start filming with film productions here, noticing there isn't a lot of them. And I was originally in Melbourne, so it was the wrong state. So I had to move states over to Brisbane, realize the porn industry is very different to what I thought, and finally got everything together and went, you know what? I need to be international. So I went Plumper Pass and thought straight away they recognize bigger women. They're, been operating for more than 10 years and they're huge. Biggest face of, I think, biggest face of the BBW world over there. And I thought, if you're going to win anything like Sophia Rose and things like that, you need to be with Plumper Pass. So I went Plumper Pass and I went, let's go for it. And fingers crossed, maybe I might be nominated for an AVN in the next few years.
Yes.
I know. And I'm like, I'll kick those bitches off the podium.
Kick those skinny bitches off. Time for plus size people.
Here we come, Australia. I was like, strap my stuff up there and be like, mine, mine, mine.
I love it so much. You're just like, I have this goal. I'm going to do all these things because I'm going to make sure I get it. And yeah, I like that. I like that you have like a good plan of attack. Yeah.
Well, my attack originally, I've kind of fulfilled that already, which was, you know, change your history, being the first international BBW of Australia to do it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, congratulations, by the way. Big congrats.
It's a big one to feel because everyone think it had already been done. But
I thought so too, because when you told me about that earlier, I was just like, what? There hasn't, what?
So it's... you Google it, you look at it. No, it hasn't.
No.
And then all of a sudden, here I come. And I'm like, you know what? That's my history changer. Welcome, BBW, to the land of Australia and hello, porn.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier that when you moved from Melbourne to Brisbane, that like the porn industry, even then, like the shift from states was really different. I need to know how, even from different states, how is it so different?
Okay, so every state's known for something different. So under Australian legislation, you're only really allowed to produce and sell porn in 2 to 2.5 states, pretty much. So Queensland, a part of Northern Territory, and the ACT are the only parts you're allowed to legally disproduce and like sell out your porn. Every other state, the only way you can get around it is if you have a postal address or like a residential address in a different country with a different, or just say in Queensland or somewhere different. So every state's known for something different. Like Melbourne, very much escorting, very much drag, your swinging scene, your BDSM. A lot of the time, different states will hold different things. And they've been known for different, like different parts of the community of the adult industry. But it was funny because when I was just filming my own stuff, everyone was like, you want to talk to a porn girl? They're like, go see Little Miss over there. They're like, Little Miss is your porn girl. She comes second and runner up in porn. Go over there. Like, you want to talk porn? Go to her. And I'm sitting there scratching my head going, clueless, I just won. And clueless, I don't know anything really about the porn industry yet. I still remember it. And then when I moved over to Queensland, it's like people believe everyone is so friendly. But the thing is that money talks. If you aren't willing to pay for advice, you aren't getting any. You kind of got to help yourself, which makes it very, very hard. I don't believe in that approach. I believe it's like every other industry. You've got to teach people to not make the wrong decisions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So everyone's naive at the start, but everyone's also very like, we have our ideas, we have this, but they don't realize they actually need guidance because there's people you play with, people you don't play with, people you want to film with, people you avoid. And without knowing those connections, you're going to find yourself in a very difficult situation and be hurt.
Yeah.
So it all comes to know where you're looking, where you advertise, what you, you know, what agents you want to use, what you don't. If you want to be somebody that's freelance or someone that wants to go with a bridge across to an international company. And I've thought that like straight away I'd like to be a mentor for that side of things now for bigger women, especially for some of your New Zealand women. They come across for the Adult Industry Awards and they pretty much met me straight out and they're like, oh, we wanted to get to know you, which was lovely because you feel like they're part of Australia, but they feel so inseparate.
Yeah. I love that so much that you want to like help girls that are like new to the porn industry. Like, I love that so much. Like, what's it saying? Like, you know, hot girls don't gatekeep. I love that. Yes. Because like, yes, I know it, like it can be, it's a competitive industry, like, and women are raised from the day we're born, you know, we have to compete with one another. But, you know, I like that. Yeah, we can help each other out because especially when it comes into the porn industry, like it can be so, so great. But then other elements as well, it can be not so great, but depending on
what people you interact with. Yeah. So I love that. I love that. Yes. Supporting others. We like that. Yes.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So I want to hear, though, more details, because I'm a nosy bitch. I will need to know more details about fat, sex, and porn. Anyone listening right now that's a fat bitch knows that when you're a plus-size person and you're having sex, there's extra things you are worried about or that you have in the back of your mind. So I need some tips, honey. I need some tips. As someone that has had lots of sex with other people and that is plus-size, I need some tips. Firstly, how the hell do plus-size people be on top and not feel like you're suffocating the other person in a bad way?
I was actually about to say my main tip I give people is just apply the weight. I've had so many guys, even in the sex industry when, you know, I was doing sex work, they're like, we're looking for somebody that's a BBW, it's a bigger woman, that can just apply weight. And I'm like, that's fine by me. I was like, you tap when you want to breathe. To be honest, it is very intimidating. I've had partners before that are very, you know, a lot skinnier. You get all different size men and you feel like, if to be honest, it feels like a match and you're going to snap it in half. it's very bony. But the thing is, you don't realize is that they also weigh about 80, 90 kilos. You're not going to break them in half. The skinnier is, like, I've noticed a bigger endowment they seem to have. Because there's no extra weight holding it.
Yeah.
So some of your bigger men that have got a bit of, like, a chunkiness to them, some of your daddy bods, they've really got to push it in to order to get their, you know, their dick a bit larger and a bit.
Yes, because when you got two tummies, then yeah.
with your skinnier man, they don't have that second stomach to push down, so the endowment's what you're getting. So in this case, I just say, when you're riding it, make sure you hang on and you go for it.
Yeah.
And apply all the pressure you want, because the deeper it goes, the better it feels.
what positions then would you recommend for plus size people? Because I worry that I'm a lazy gal in bed, because I'm just like, some of them are just so much work.
Well, like, to be honest, in everything, I'm not a lazy girl. I've managed to lose a lot of kilos due to sex, which is not something I was proud of.
You're just like, I don't want to lose weight. No, this is my label, BBW. Yes.
Well, between you know, the two men that I have in my life currently, the third that was there a few months ago to, you know, my play toys and doing all the filming and everything. And then I also like to go swinging, so all the gangbangs and that. The most two regular I seem to go to, doggy, because you're on your knees and you can actually just put your head down on your stomach. And it doesn't matter how big their endowment is when it comes to doggy, because you've got, your stomach isn't in the way.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they can easily pound in behind, hang on to those hips. And I can tell you the feeling is, I love doggy. It's my favorite go-to any position.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Samesies.
You're
yep.
talking about somebody that's a bit older. People don't realize some people have knee replacements, or they've hurt their knees or their ankles. Try putting them on their side.
Okay. Yeah. Cause that is an issue for, I've heard a lot of plus size people and myself as well. You can't do a lot with the knees and the legs, like cramps can be such a mood killer. If cramps get in the way, my God, it can be such a mood killer.
Cramps are the worst.
Yeah.
I know when a guy comes in me though, I do get cramps.
Do you?
Yeah. so I can actually feel it all the way down, and it does. It cramps all the way up my legs and into my thighs, and I'm like, oh God.
Oh my God. Is it just, okay, sorry, I have to know details out. So it's only if a guy comes in you?
So if I get cramps normally, like in general, like if you come and it's huge, you do get some kind of cramps, but always knew if the condom were broken or some guy's coming me or something, I generally get cramps in my, like in my thighs, and it'd radiate straight down my legs, and I'd be like, oh. And I would, you'd be able to feel, because it's an instant muscle relaxer. Especially if you're a missionary and your legs are in the air.
Oh, God, yeah.
I know the favorite positions. I do like doggy, and I do like being on top because you get to control and ride that horse. Being on your side is really good for anyone with nipple, like with like knee or hip replacements, especially depending, they can roll over onto theirs. So they're not actually having to do anything but thrust in sideways. And usually I just say, get the Kama Sutra.
Yeah.
Put their head off the bed and give it to them too. As much as I don't like the movements and things like that, I'm very much for random places, public places, even though we shouldn't be.
We're not encouraging or saying that at all. Not at all. No, not illegal at all. No. Oh, that goes into another question I have. Okay. I bet you've had experiences, because I've experienced this a couple of times. How do you not break a bed when having sex? Because especially if you got two plus size bodies and you're going at it, how do you not break a bed? Because that shit, yes, it's kind of hot being like, oh yeah, we fucked so hard, we broke a bed. But then at other times it's like, shit, that's expensive. What's your best advice?
The only thing I could say this is, try either having a mattress on the floor or reinforcing the bed before you have sex. The worst story I have for that is the time I was at an Airbnb. I was seeing a client. Mm-hmm. The client was actually deaf, so there was a lot of signally hands going on. And we were going at it, and the whole bed just dropped.
No. Oh, no.
And I remember him going, what's happening? He couldn't talk very well because he's deaf, and I couldn't tell him because, you know, and all I could do was with my hand going,
oh, no.
So I'm like, bang.
Oh, no.
But I managed to fix it and replaced what was damaged, but, yeah, I remember the rest of my clients didn't like the whole idea of the floor after that.
Yeah, that might have influenced things. Yeah.
Yeah, so reinforcement, I would definitely think about having a look under it and putting a few major like blocks of chocks and that under them. Make sure there's carpet it's sitting on so it's not dragging across the floor. But when I did that, very sturdy. And I got pounded, I could tell you. And it didn't matter the size I was or they were. I could tell you that. It wasn't moving.
Yeah. Yes, I have learned the hard way with that. An old bed of mine, which was like the biggest piece of crap ever. It just felt like the boards underneath were like paper, and it broke. So then like we couldn't afford a new bed. So I just used old uni textbooks to hold up the bed.
Hey, these days that's fashionable.
Look, if I'm gonna pay $150 for a book that I barely used, I may as well use it for something. Yep.
It's good. I don't blame that. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
That or some people use milk crates.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yes, that would hold up anything. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So a lot of people have been using milk crates. Some people have been using the wooden pallets and painting them and making them look boohoo stylish, and was it boho or something?
Yeah. Gotta have the minimalism feel, the boho chic. Yep.
Yeah, you think about that as the cheapest replacement.
Yep.
Oh, slats broken. Oh, well, I'll head to the warehouse later on, love.
Gotta go to trip to Bunnings. Oh, yep. And then another fat sex question. Okay, I have a feeling I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to ask anyway. Sweating. Because fat people, I'm someone that sweats a lot. And actually, no, I've been sweating ever since, like, no matter what size I've been. I just am an avid sweater, which is the suckiest thing because I'm based in Queensland. How do you, as someone that, again, you have a lot of sex, do you get sweaty considering also you're in Queensland? How do you embrace the sweat? I get so nervous the fact that I'm a plus size body and I'm sweating heaps, even if I'm fucking not doing anything. How do you like embrace the sweat and be like, this is hot, rather than, oh my God, I'm so sticky right now in the bad way?
Well, I think I like it when a man sweats just as much as I do, because then it makes them look like they're doing more work. When I get sweaty, I always just make sure I have a towel on the bed. Like, my thyroid makes me sweat heaps, and like you said, you know, you've got your thyroid issue too, so that's you're prone to sweat more than anything. Also, the other mechanism, either I'd have to say I like shower sex. You don't know if you're sweating or not.
Okay, that's where we disagree. Shower sex is dangerous, girl. My God. I've never been able to figure out shower sex. Never. Cannot figure it out for the life of me.
I would have to say those new showers these days that you have, like, that really large, rectangular area and, like, that big shower, and you can lay back on the floor and you can go for it, is perfect. I'm not going to say I've been there a few times and shower sex is amazing. It's the same as a bed in missionary. Except for it's in the shower and you don't know, you're sweating and you come out smelling like suds and soap.
That's true. The only time in sex you come out cleaner than you did beforehand. Yeah, that's fair.
Well, we can't say what area exactly was cleaner, but
yeah. Oh gosh. Okay, I know I should probably go to like more professional questions, but I just want to know, like, what's some weird stories that you've experienced, like, doing porn? Because I can imagine they have just been, like, to say, because you said before you entered the porn industry and your first video was you with the Mars bar, which I didn't ask the important question. Did the Mars bar melt? Does it melt in there? Or does it?
It does lightly. So when you pull it out, it is a bit gooey. And then when you decide you want to eat it, it does taste just good.
Because I wasn't sure if then like a layer of it would be off or something like that. Like, oh, interesting. It's good to know.
So if you left it in there long enough, maybe. It's like playing with like those snakes or the pythons. I like playing with them too. I was actually recently at a swingers club in the last 3 months, and there was a whole heap of lollies, and I've like pretty much put them up there, and I'm like, right, who wants to eat one out? And you wouldn't believe it, I had a line. And in some cases, they'll pull it out, and I was happy to share. I was like, it tastes good, and I know it tastes good because I can juice enough one. Good. So, yeah.
Girl, what haven't you put up there, honey?
I've done gobstoppers. I've done,
like gobstopper, like the big, massive things.
Yeah.
What? How does that fit in there?
I'm a size queen.
Damn! Does it like
at the moment, I've got a new video I'm actually about to film, and it's one of those triangle Toblerones.
Does the Toblerone? Oh my God.
But this one, because they were complaining on Hamish and Andy saying that the Toblerone's getting complaints due to it being, I quote, too pointy. They hashtagged it to being Toblerone challenge. Toblerone, can you fit it? And as soon as they hashtagged those few things, I was like, I am so doing a video with all these Toblerones jammed up there, and I'm going to hashtag Toblerone challenge, does it fit? And I really want to, like tag Hamish and Andy in it and go, does it fit? Did I fit the stuff? Oh, it's a bit too pointy for you.
Oh my god, you're gonna like break Hamish and Andy. Oh my god. They're like the most wholesome pair of guys in the entire of Australia. And oh my god.
That's why I felt like going, well, they put it in there. And the words were, can you fit it? Well, technically, I'm about to put like one of those hexagon ones up there with the five in it and go, hashtag Toblerone, I fit it.
Oh my god.
Jesus, I really want to tag them in it, but I don't see where that's gonna go.
I'm very curious what will happen with. I wonder if they'll break or if they'll like stay in there or not. Because I don't know.
I'm tempted. I'm so tempted. And I think the other one I wanted to try the other day was, I do like some of my like my fruits and vegetables and things like that. Mm-hmm. I really want to try an eggplant.
Yes, you see people all the time use the eggplant emoji, like, but then that girl, oh my god.
I just so want to try one. If it mushes, oh well. We'll just
mush. Yes. Oh my god. But at least it'd be nice and smooth though. Like there wouldn't be like any hard edges poking you. Okay, I have to ask, out of all of these endeavors you've had though, have there ever been any that didn't turn out as well as you kind of would hope, as like, you know, the Mars bar or the pythons and stuff?
I gotta say the biggest one would have been the ping pong balls.
You tried the ping pong balls. Yes! I tried the ping pong balls. Oh my god. Okay. Is it as hard as it, like, even though the people that have done it, like, is it hard? Is it easy? Does vagina just like squash them? Like, I need to know.
It's not the challenge of squashing them, it's the challenge of trying to keep them in.
Really?
So I got about five up there.
Damn.
Five up there, and I push them out one at a time, and they're like, "Plop!" And I'm like, I literally was gonna start a lotto draw where it was like, "What's the luck?" Hey.
And the number is 27. You're our lucky winner. You won.
Well, it was going that way, yeah.
Oh my god, that's amazing. I would never be able to see
tickets. If your number comes out of my woo-ha, you win.
I will never be able to look at ping pong balls or Toblerones the same ever again.
Well, let's just sit there and go, any chocolate substance.
Any chocolate substance, yep. Oh my god. Oh, so you're gonna be at Love Hex in the coming weeks. Please tell me, are you gonna have ping pong balls or Toblerones with you? What are you doing at Love X, my dear?
Usually when I go to Love X, I'm more of your I like to refer to as show pony. I like to walk
really
around.
You're
like
a show pony. I had no idea. Show pony.
I'll be wearing some really hot stuff and I'll tell you by who shortly. Mm-hmm. But I always walk around and I like to mingle with everyone. Love giving topless photos, autographs, you name it, I like to do it. Unfortunately, yes. Below the waist is off limits. Unless it's my ass cheeks, I'm happy for you to sign them too. Yes. But I also do the runway shows as well. And I do like to do the amateur strip con. Because I'm not exactly a stripper, but I wish I was.
Stripping is an art. That is hard to be able to do it right and look graceful. I cannot do it. That's an art form right there.
I just love breaking down in the splits and then twerking my butt cheeks because nobody's expecting a plus size to be able to do the splits in multiple directions and
yes.
Twerk.
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm keen to see that because I'm going to be there on the Friday. I want to see that. Yes. I love seeing a plus size gal do the splits. It is the hottest thing, most amazing thing in the world. Yeah. And I just love it because whenever they go down, it's like a big thud and it's just like, yes, Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
It's like they're waiting for it. And then when you do it and they're like, yeah.
Yes.
Like, we know who's winning this competition.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
Out the way.
Yes. Yep. All right. Cannot wait to see that. Absolutely. Yep. Here for that.
I think my famous one that everyone loves is when I run and strut the runway. Mm. Last year we were doing aprons and it was like the apron clearly said, cook it yourself, cunt. And I'm known for my 10-inch nails. So I'll hopefully have my 10-inch nails back and yes. Hopefully they're there again. But I remember strutting my stuff last time. People were just amazed at how a BBW could strut herself so well and own that runway.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And 10-inch nails, you know what? Of course you need them to be able to, like, get all the stuff out of you to make sure it's, you know, don't leave any leftover eggplant over there every week or something. Yes.
I think the worst part is people give you the strangest look when you walk out of a bathroom.
They do. People always get so weird being like, how do you not get poo on your nails? It's just like,
do you know what I like? Look? People are like, how'd you wipe your bum? And I go, didn't you see my pet slave walk out? His tongue was rather red at the end of it.
Yes.
I was like, you know, they just, you know, you have your man on the side that uses his tongue to clean you up when you're ready.
Oh my god, that's amazing. I love it. Oh, I miss having long nails. I love it because you like, it sounds weird. You like easily like clean out your ears if it's got like dried skin. That's the best.
Yeah, you sit there going like this.
Yeah.
All right. No, I've had my nails off for a while to give them a rest after I dealt with a lot in November. So I'm hoping when I put them back on, they can stay on for a long time like I had them on last time. So look out, 10-inch nails. Here I come.
Yeah, I'm keen to see them. Keen to see them at Love X, yes. So you've obviously been to Love X before, and this was when it was Sexpo, which... Mm-hmm. Genius idea, by the way, for them to like rebrand it, because you've obviously, someone else that is a sex worker porn star, knows the whole issue of being shadow banned on Instagram. At previous years, like, what can people expect at like a LoveX, like a sex convention? Because this is my first one. I want to know, what can I expect?
Okay, for anyone that loves retail merchandise on discount, and I mean $10-$20 on everything. You're not just looking at cheap products, but quality and quantity. It's also a place where they bring out new brands of everything, anywhere from plus size lingerie to lingerie in general, on Honey Birdette. They display everything. You get your male strippers there and they walk around and mingle. You know those ones, those hot males that hold cats and dogs in, like, they're the fireys in, like, the calendars? They were there in Melbourne. I'm like, ha. Like, you get the male strippers, you get the kittens. They're all lovely, too. Your staff's so supportive. But, yeah, everyone there, you even get psychic readings. Babylon was amazing. So if they're doing Babylon again this year, hands down, I mean, I just want to watch.
What's Babylon? What is it?
It's Babylon, like they were a dance company that were doing aerial at the same time, pole, aerial. They were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also had, you know, you get all your porn stars, your content creators, the biggest world names in Australia. Depends. If they're already in America, it's a bit hard for them to come down. Like last year, we ended up getting Johnny Sins, Angela White, and a fair few other names, and they were amazing. You get your sex ed talks, so things and questions that you've always wanted to know without actually having to ask. Some people actually are all in the same thing, so you get your sex education 101. No, saliva is not lube. you get your temple, so they try and teach sex in a different light, so meaning it can start from scratch back on like relaxation and sensual touching, or just the smell and just the movement of the balance of the human body. You learn a lot of different things. So there's all these different things to be had. Naked News Australia, which is your Lucy Power. She does an amazing job every year. Hopefully she's there again this year to do it, which I don't see why not. It's, you know, it's a lot like Naked News USA, you know, that's still really big. You get like the fax taxi and things like that. So lots of opportunity for photo ops with content creators and with content creators and porn stars like myself. There's so much.
I am so, so excited. This is the first time.
Even the runway stage is there. It's going to be brilliant.
Yeah, I'm very excited to go. Like, this is my first sex convention, and also I'm bringing my partner as well because he's a photographer, so he's going to come with me. So that's going to be fabulous. I'm so, so keen. Yes.
Like, if people have never been, or people that have been to previous ones because of the rebranding and the rename, it's going to be bigger.
Yeah.
You've got to remember, Sexpo's name was huge.
Mm.
And Sexpo was known for a lot. But to rebrand a company that, or something as big as Sexpo, make it LoveX, they've kind of got a platform to stand on.
Yeah.
It's like big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of us, including myself, are extremely excited, especially with the prep that's starting to go into everything. So we can't wait to make an appearance in about 3 weeks' time at Brisbane. I think it's about 2 or 3 weeks. I'm like counting it down.
Yes. Yes. It's come by so fast. Yes. Hey, beautiful humans. Okay, so as you know, normally we finish off our episodes with our fave fat family finds of the week and a little outro with our guest. Of course, this week my mic decided to stuff up near the end of the recording. I don't know why, it just decided, hey, let's stop recording Demi. Maybe it just couldn't handle the Toblerone and eggplant talk. I don't know. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. For more information on Katie, aka Little Miss BBW, head to the links in today's show notes. And most importantly, if you're in Brisbane, July 21st to July 23rd, make sure you head to LoveX. I'll be walking around reporting for Kaleidoscope News on the Friday night, so feel free to come up and say hi. For more information on LoveX, make sure you also head to the link in the show notes. Anyway, that's it for me. If you enjoyed today's episode, please do leave a rating, a review, and don't forget to hit follow and subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast. I'm your host, Demi Lynch, and I'll see you all next week. Bye.
We at Fat and Eyes pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this land we record on today. This land is and always will be Aboriginal land.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Taylor Tsinis.
I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.